joining us today is Reverend Arthur Hunt, who is involved in an effort in Arkansas that's been underway for quite some time regarding the separation of the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday from a celebration of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Reverend Hunt, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
We've talked about this, it seems like, for a number of years, and finally, perhaps, Arkansas is going to make a move, the Arkansas legislature. Bring us up to speed on things.
Certainly long overdue and highly disrespectful to Reverend Dr. King. This is a federal holiday. It went through a lot of legislation. And for it to go through all the legislation that it went through and to have it shared with someone who was not vetted, scrutinized at the same level, that's just not balance. And so now we are approaching a monumental moment in Arkansas. It did pass in the Senate, and it's preparing to go to the House. And we hope that in the coming days we will see this. I feel that we will see Arkansas rise up to the place where we should have been some time ago.
Surprising to some, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has cashed in some goodwill in support of this effort to designate Dr. King's holiday the sole holiday on January 15th in Arkansas. What do you think he attributes his interest and commitment to this cause?
Well, the corollary, I remember when he was running, he said he was going to run on biblical rights values. That's what we held him to. And of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for the biblical rights. So often people say the civil rights, but he stood for the biblical rights. So that was a part of what I feel was the motivation. But a more challenging invite was after Mr. Dale Charles and I, we had a visit regarding multiple things that had already been tried and presented prior to him being elected. But on 9/11, 2015, we had a prayer breakfast, and we invited the governor to come and speak and talk about separating those days. And he came, and he wrote a letter saying that his position was to give Reverend Dr. King an exclusive day in Arkansas. And so 9/11, 2015, he has rearticulated and affirmed his position, and he put it in his package for this session. So it's very clear, unequivocally, that he wants to see the day separated. It's right to do it. And so I just believe that God has spoken, and he wants to be on the side of right.
What I find also interesting is that there's not much conversation about separating the days. There are few advocates, you among those, who have been visibly committed and frequently vocal. Where is the minority voice in this campaign?
Well, the minority voice has been off base and not really in the strong position of leadership. I feel that politics have played a part in it. When you said the minority voice,
I mean more African Americans. I joined you on the steps of the Capitol, I believe it was 2016, with the Give Us This Day effort. There was not a lot of turnout when you and Dale Charles of the Little Rock NAACP and a number of other clergy advocated for the separation of this day. I'm saying, why have we not seen more African Americans in the state of Arkansas standing up for a separation of the days?
Well, many people don't know that the day is a joint holiday, and many people do not have the supreme advocacy for honoring Reverend Dr. King in a way of true celebration. The day has become very laxed. We go to the mall, we go to the movies, we just take it as a day off. And so this is really an opportunity to reset and reestablish the genuine purpose, the what I would say the divinity calling on Reverend Dr. King's life, it's time for it to be resounded. So we've been asleep, and it's just not on Reverend Dr. King's birthday. We were asleep at the election, and we just stay numb. But I think this is a time for true awakening.
And as we hear more and more the rallying call in this new chapter of social justice, mm-hmm. stay woke. Hashtag stay woke.
We must remain vigilant. I think that the now leaders, those of us who are 45, 55, plus or minus 5 years, Reverend Dr. King, that generation is gone. We've moved up, and it's time for us to take the new leadership and do right. And the first thing is to honor those. If we don't give honor, we're teaching dishonor. And so young people are killing one another. Young people are not valuing one another because they don't see us giving that true honor. So this is an opportunity to say to the nation from Arkansas, we've been last, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama.
The last three states.
Yeah, to really honor Reverend Dr. King's federal holiday. Arizona, it took until 2000. Utah, other states waited a long time. But we are still in the bottom of true honor rendering to Reverend Dr. King. So it's upon us now during this session to get it right and keep it right.
Reverend Arthur Hunt, thank you so much for joining us, and more importantly, for your work on behalf of the necessity that we separate the holidays here in Arkansas. Dr. King, with an exclusive holiday, and Robert E. Lee, provided the legislature does the right thing, recognized in October.
Yes, and that's still a part of an amending challenge. But at the end of the day, and particularly at the end of God's review today, Reverend Dr. King will have his own day in Arkansas. And to God be the glory. And thank you for allowing us to remain active and to keep the advocacy strong.
You're listening to The Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton.